Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke earlier this week said the high number of homes in foreclosure and sitting empty across the U.S. was a, quote, significant barrier to an economic recovery. Bernanke suggested Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac may need to assume losses on the homes to decrease supply. Bloomberg reports that home foreclosures are on the rise in New Jersey, Connecticut, and New York. East Coast states are seeing foreclosure rates increase with a 2% rise in New York and a 7.4% rise in New Jersey. Meanwhile, in West Coast states hit hardest by the burst of the housing bubble, rates of foreclosures are slowing. Foreclosures dipped 10% in Nevada and 25% in California through November 30th of last year. Bloomberg reports the pace of foreclosures may reflect a difference in legal processing requirements, with so-called judicial states seeing a slowdown while courts review foreclosure paperwork. However, the drop in numbers in California means little to the thousands of families who are still being evicted and facing homelessness. Homeowners have been refusing to leave their property in increasing numbers, and they found support from activists of various grassroots organizations, including Occupy Wall Street protesters, and here in LA, a group that has dubbed itself Occupy the Hood. Activists are literally occupying foreclosed homes alongside the homeowner to stave off eviction. We interviewed one Occupy protester, Ryan Rice, yesterday at such an action to save the home of Berta Herrera in Van Nuys. Herrera, a social service worker on disability, a minister, a community volunteer, and a grandmother, was evicted literally minutes after our interview with Rice yesterday. Uprising contributor Lydia Breen was there, and she reports that LA County sheriffs broke into the home at about 8:45 a.m. A locksmith and representative from Coldwell Bank accompanied the police. About 15 occupiers and Herrera were escorted out of the home by the sheriffs, who put three protesters in plastic cuffs, but then released them outside the home. Herrera thanked the protesters for their efforts, saying, quote, "God is looking at the cries of the people, and he has sent a Moses to rescue us. I believe that you guys are part of that rescue." Lydia Breen with the Trailer Trash Project filed this exclusive report for Uprising.
We are here because this is a foreclosed home that has been wrongfully foreclosed on, and the sheriffs are trying to remove the homeowner right now.
This is a house!
I know,
we'll explain everything to you. That's not fair! How can you do this?
Yes, my name is Carlos Marroquin. What has happened here is we have a victim. Her name is Berta Herrera, and she's a homeowner that has been residing in this place since 1979. She's a loving mother and grandmother, and today she was evicted from her home right here in Van Nuys, California. She has a lot of support right now from the Occupy LA movement. We are now in the process of helping her fight back against the bank. We have a bank that led her to believe that she was going to get help, that she was going through a modification process, and they had approved it and then disapproved it, and it went back and forth. She started sending payments, and then the payments were rejected. It's been chaos, and this is typical of what the banks are doing. The banks have no incentive in helping the homeowners. They have no reason to help them, because basically they are collecting insurance money on all these loans. Their loans are being insured also by the FDIC, which part of the bailout money goes to them as soon as they can prove that the person didn't qualify for modifications and that they tried to help. So it's a scam. The whole thing is a scam. Unfortunately, Berta has no rights to go back into her property at this time. But the options that we are looking at right now is to file a lawsuit in her behalf to set aside the foreclosure, the wrongful foreclosure, to set aside the unlawful detainer and be able to put her back into her home. That's what we are looking at. It is an entire sham by the system. The Attorney General knows this. She knows that there's many complaints against the legal system as well. There's complaints against the judges that are being very biased. They basically are refusing to look at the documentation. We are now forming ourselves as a resistance to what the banks are doing and to what the legal system is not doing for the homeowners.
You
We're not here when the sheriffs came. You came about an hour or so ago and talked to Bertha. What did you say to her? What was her state of mind? How did you try to console her?
Yes, Bertha was very distraught. She's in a lot of pain right now. She most likely feels that she has failed. She most likely feels that this is a dark hole that is going to be hard to get out of. It's a state that no one should have to go through. I've been through it myself. I lost my home that I had raised my kids in, and it broke my marriage apart. It did unrepairable damage to my children. Some of my kids at this time, they still don't talk to me because they're upset. And this happened already a year ago that I was illegally thrown out of my home. So it is a family crisis. It is a health crisis. Besides being an economic crisis, it is a community crisis because it's affecting all of our communities. And the list goes on and on and on.
Hi, my name is Berta Herrera, and I have been foreclosed and evicted today as a result of the court not wanting to hear my case, the bank misleading the courts as far as the fact that I had been served properly, which I wasn't. Going back further, how this whole thing started is by the bank giving me a modification that went sour because they set me up for failure. They lied to me saying that I wouldn't have to pay 3 months in it, and so when I didn't pay the first month, they started harassing me and saying that I was 30 days late. So I was late from the start, and then they picked up, they paid for my insurance, homeowner's insurance, with the excuse that I hadn't paid my own, which I had. So now I owe $3,000 more on top of it. Then they picked up my taxes, which they were not supposed to, and that was $2,000 more. So by the end of November, I was 1 month late plus this other money, and they wouldn't take my late payment and my current.
Tell me about this morning.
I was going to go get a truck to get my main belongings, and someone very suspicious came across the street, was parked across the street in a truck, and it just gave me a feeling that something was about to happen. And so we watched this guy move things around and stay, just kind of like staking out on us. So I kind of knew that the sheriffs would come this morning. And sure enough, they came and pounded on the door. We didn't open as we were advised. And eventually they cut the lock and came right in and just threw us all out. I don't even have a piece of underwear to wear. I just remembered. I have no piece of underwear. I don't have my toothbrush. I want to cry.
My name's Vanessa. I'm with Occupy LA, and I've been at Bertha's side for the last couple hours after the sheriffs came and left. And she's one of the most remarkable people I've met recently. She's extremely strong. She's righteously angry. She was scared this morning. She was really shaken up this morning. They were very intimidating. They had weapons, you know, but she's pretty convinced that without us here, it would have been a lot rougher. And she noticed that having a bunch of people here really chastened the sheriffs. She, I think, is ready for a fight. I mean, you know, this is what she's been saying for the last few hours, is that she feels very strongly that she is being a representative for a larger group of people for whom very similar things are happening. She just found out a few minutes ago that there's a woman down the block who's in almost the exact same situation, who's terrified, who's hiding in her house, who has no one to talk to. And so Bertha just felt very inspired by this. Like, I have to be somebody who makes noise. And that's what she keeps saying. I'm going to be the one who makes noise. It's so beautiful. You know, it's in a situation that's this destructive to have people who are this willing to fight.
I'm Kwasi Nkrumah. I am the co founder and co-coordinator of Occupy the Hood, which is an element that developed within the Occupy movement here in Los Angeles that focuses on building a community-based movement around the principles that the Occupy movement functions with, particularly in the hardest-hit communities. We are here at 6627 Norwich Avenue in Van Nuys, outside the home of Ms. Berta Herrera. She, like many, many thousands of people here in the Los Angeles area and around the country, has been the victim of this cannibalistic drive of the banks to snatch the most valuable possessions of working people in this country and to bring them under their control. They have done this through manipulations of the housing market. They have done this through the manipulation of the national and global stock market. And they've done it through manipulations of the legal process in such a way to actually fraudulently essentially steal people's homes from them. And that is what has happened to her in a nutshell. You know, what happens in poor communities is that in addition to the fact that people are already living on a marginal level because of lower incomes, because of less security in terms of their place in the economy in general. And we've gone for years with constant budget cuts, and so there's this squeeze constantly coming in every aspect. Unemployment is incredibly high, particularly in black and brown communities. In some communities, that unemployment level has been 50, 60% for years and years and years, long before the economic crisis even started. So, you know, what happens is that number one, in an environment where it's been much more difficult to secure a home, often securing that home has been the product of several generations of effort. Often it has involved multiple incomes. In other words, not just one homeowner, but an extended family pitching in their resources to pay for a home. If that home is lost, it means not just the loss to one person or even a nuclear family, but perhaps an extended family. In many homes in lower-income communities, you have the grandparents, the parents, the grandchildren, cousins, uncles, et cetera, all living in one household or dependent on that household. Sometimes that house has been used if credit ratings are basically viable in the family as a leverage to help family members who may be unemployed, may have been pushed out of their jobs, may be in need of medical care. And so the ability to leverage the value of that home, the equity on that home, through second mortgages, et cetera, often has been the sole fallback of people for that extended family for years and years, okay? So the loss of a single home has a multiplied effect in a community where more people are dependent upon that home than just the immediate occupant, owner, mortgagee. And we've had a massive loss of homes in these communities. Side by side with this, those same communities are the ones that are hit the hardest by budget cuts to social support services. So, I mean, you know, we have this economic vice squeezing people from every side, and the whole housing issue, the massive increase of homelessness didn't fall from the sky.
I believe truly that you guys are the assistance of that Moses that God is sending the people. People like Kwasi, people like Carlos, people like many others, they're not alone. So you guys are doing a great thing. And this is not, you know, I'm not intimidated. By the grace of God, because you were here and you were in my company, I'm not falling apart. I'm crying because I'm touched by you guys. Because you were here.
You want me to have a closet?
And you have no idea that just by your presence,
okay.
I didn't melt. I'm crying because I'm grateful. I'm not scared.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm not uncertain. I know God has me in the palm of his hand, but even God has to use me to make noise because he's fed up just like we are, okay?
I know.
And it's time. This is a turning point. I'm just one of many. But we are being used, the people like me and like you guys that step out on a limb, we're being used to make that turn and that change.
Yeah.
Obama was not about change. Oh, yeah. It was about just getting together with the bankers and supporting them. We are about change. You guys are about change.
You're listening to the voice of Berta Herrera, a homeowner with a foreclosed home who was evicted just yesterday morning, about 24 hours ago, even though there were about 15 members of Occupy LA and Occupy the Hood with her. And this has been an exclusive report for Uprising filed by Lydia Breen with the Trailer Trash Project. You can find out more about the Trailer Trash Project online at trailertrashproject.com or visit uprisingradio.org for a link later today.